from the KOBC studios in Long Beach, California, where it's a downright a balmy 68 degrees. Welcome to the kitchen sink. Thank you for logging on. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for pressing play from the beginning 8 weeks ago. One thing I knew I wanted to have was Miss Mimi Masher on the show. Somehow, some way, had to get her on. Be careful what you wish for. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Mimi Masher, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for coming on. Now, I'm going to jump right into this. A couple of things first, just to get them out of the way. Two things. One, happy birthday.
Thank you.
You are a Halloween baby, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
You are correct.
October 31st. You're 10/31.
Yes. 7:47 in the morning. You can ask my mom.
7:47, 10/31?
She was there.
I bet she was. She better have been. Number two, congratulations on getting married.
Yes.
I heard you tied the knot. What was it? The week before, 10/24.
Yes.
That's got to make remembering all the holidays and everything a whole lot easier.
You know, October is my busiest month, so I don't know what I was thinking adding one more event, but the time was right, and I married my high school sweetheart, so.
Well, good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
What did you dress up as for Halloween?
What didn't I dress up as? I try to fit in as many costumes as I can.
What was the dominant costume?
You know, my favorite would have been Malice in Wonderland. I was the evil Mad Hatter at our Party on Pine event.
Which we will get into later. I saw that. That was nice.
Yeah, I didn't know I looked so good undead.
Yes, you did. Now, where am I at here? You know, I keep losing. You've just... Seriously, I've like been nervous about this all day long. You have no idea. I feel like if I were a supermodel, I'd have been bent over throwing up somewhere before I go down the runway. But that's what's been going on in me all day long. You talked about Party on Pine. And there's actually a variety of things I want to talk about with you there. What was it? The Glow Project, Party on Pine, Junior Roller Derby. How on earth are you doing all of this stuff?
You know, people mention being that I'm always busy, and I feel like I'm not doing enough a lot of times. So that is all my job. I spend all day at the computer answering emails, planning parties, and then I skate at night with the kids. And
you just came from there, right? You posted something tonight. You just
did.
Came from over there. What on earth is it like over there? What time was that, like 7?
Well, we go a little bit earlier during this time of year, but the kids are so dedicated. They do skate in the middle of the night. It is pretty dark right now, and it's pretty cold as far as Long Beach goes.
Yeah.
We're spoiled. But yeah, we don't have any lights at our facility, so everything we do is outdoors in the dark. We have a few shop lights that the guys put up for us.
Okay, because I was now. What's the surface like over there? I would think it would be kind of damp around this time in the night.
Tell me
I'm wrong.
Not really. I mean, the city will cancel it right away if there's any water, but mostly that's rain.
Okay, because I saw again for Halloween during the Rollerween, and let me tell you something that took me 3 weeks to get right. Rollerween. That is hard as heck to say. There was like nothing but fog and stuff coming up out of there.
You know, somebody called me and they asked me if we had done an event at Bayshore because the other night they saw all this smoke coming out of the top of it and they thought, well, that looks like a Mimi Masher event. And they were right.
Okay. I've got something here. I got notes here. Being a role model. R-O-L-L. Being a role model.
Right.
Is that through the roller derby as well?
Well, it's more of a state of mind, a way of living. It started at my time with Moxie Roller Skates, and it has just grown. I live my life, and I try to be the role model that I would want for my kids if I had them. So for me, it's encouraging kids to do the right things on their skates, wear their gear, you know.
Not give somebody a forearm shiv, sending them out into
right.
the, okay.
Penalty box is not a good place to be.
Now, I want to, you've got a, I don't know if they can see this if they're streaming, but there's this big green fluorescent thing right underneath your neck there that's a zombie.
Yes.
Now, that's part of Masher Couture.
Yes, this was a little hobby project of mine. I started a year ago in July, making custom acrylic necklaces on my laser. Dr. Evil?
You have a laser printer? No.
No, okay. I have a laser.
Okay. you know what? I'm thinking 3D printer.
I wish.
Really?
Yeah.
What would you do with one of those?
I don't even know.
Don't even know
where to make a 3D burrito.
Oh, my God. I want to go back for a second so that people can get information. I want to go back to the Junior Roller Derby.
Wonderful.
How do people find that? Where do people get information either for themselves? Because you also – there's the Junior Roller Derby. There's the Bayshore
– Rink Party.
Rink Party.
Yes.
Now, the Rink Party is the one for
– Everybody.
Everybody.
All ages, all abilities, even rollerblades. We have some sons that will show up on their scooter. And as long as everybody's going in the same direction – I'm okay with that.
Okay.
It's really designed for everybody. We've got children with autism that come out and skate. I've had grandmothers, 79-year-old grandmother with the walker.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. So, okay.
Okay, so we've got the Monday Night Bayshore Rink Party. Those are going to be we'll probably finish those through November, and then we'll take a winter break because we have no lights and no roof where
yes.
we're at.
Yes.
Hey, Councilwoman Susie Price, help me out with that. And then Wednesday nights we have our Junior Roller Derby, which is also at 5:30 at Bayshore. And we're going to be finishing those out through the end of the year. You can find us online at www.longbeachjuniorrollerderby.com.
Longbeachjuniorrollerderby.com.
Yes, that is a mouthful.
Yes. The Bayshore Rink Party, is there anything for that? Or you can just find them
through? You can find that on Facebook or show up at the rink on Monday or Wednesday. I don't have a website built for that yet because I do build all my own websites.
Hardest working woman in show business. I wasn't lying to you. I'm serious about that. Party on Pine. What was it? The Glow Project?
Well, okay. So Party on Pine goes back a little bit to Running of the Dames in May.
Oh, God. Don't even mention that. I couldn't see that. You were looking at one angry man about that.
Oh, well, we will be doing it again. It will be an annual event, and we will be opening it up to all roller derby leagues in California or surrounding states. If you want to come and be a roller dame, Running of the Bulls style, it's
now,
open.
It's just like Running of the Bulls, right? Because the flyer that I saw, they all had horns on.
Yeah, well, we replace the bulls with roller girls. And we did 7 heats every hour on the hour. And the last person standing, you had 2 flags on you. And the last person standing went on to the final round of each race. And it was
intense. So they start running down the street or wherever, and the derby girls can, and it's okay. So
my God. It was intense. There's a video online. I'll send you the link.
Please do.
Oh, wow. I mean, we had a few CrossFit groups that showed up to compete. Alex's Bar, Ferns. I didn't expect such outrageous competitorship. it was pretty great.
I'm telling you, that's the one event that I really wish I could. I had a time machine for to go back and do, because that looked like a ton of fun. But you're going to do it again.
Yes.
Now, Party on Pine. All
I
of
got
this
a
stuff.
Job with Party on Pine through that event, helping Michelle Molina. Shout out to my fancy fox. I love you. So I got picked up with Michelle Molina, who runs Party on Pine. And basically, I throw parties for her and the community, the historic Old Pine Avenue. And we did a Get Lit event.
I'm sorry. A what?
Get Lit. Yeah, I said it.
Get Lit event. A Glow Project. The Glow Project was Get Lit. Okay.
Yes, yes.
I saw some pictures of that too. That also, I mean, all of these projects look like a ton of fun. I wish I could go to them, but, you know, for obvious reasons, I can't. But every time I see them, I'm just like, oh, my God, I want to go to this.
Thank you. I try to put something out there that's different than pinups, PBR, and, you know, that's really common where we live.
Yes,
and,
it is.
At the Get Lit event, we were the first people in America to have bubble soccer, so that was really cool. Bubble soccer SoCal.
Now, what was that? Bubble soccer SoCal. Go there. Did I see somebody in one of these bubbles?
Oh, yeah. They go over your head, and I haven't been in one yet because I'm always working when we do it.
Yeah.
But there's like handles or something you put on once you get inside, and it goes to right about above your knees. And the idea is to play soccer with one another, but you can literally like just go sailing.
But the person is the ball.
There's a ball.
There's a ball. They're inside of.
I feel like soccer can be secondary to just bashing into each other.
Yes.
But again,
yes,
I haven't tried it
right.
yet. So.
That sounds like a ton of fun. We're going to step away for a second and do a quick break here because I got some ads to read, and which is what all of this in the background is here. So hold on just a moment. Join Easter Seals Walk With Me 2014 3K Family Fun Walk or 5K Run Walk Saturday, November 8th at Shoreline Aquatic Park in Long Beach. Registration at 7 a.m. Program begins at 8:30 a.m., raising awareness and support for children and adults with disabilities. For more information, go to walkwithme.org, walkwithme.org/SoCal. That's the Walk With Me 2014 3K Walk or 5K Run Walk on November 8th, featuring fun, food, and more.
I love food.
We'll be right back with Miss Mimi Masher. Oh, man. Now, one thing that I promised that I was going to do, something that I love to do around here, is play some local music. This one's from out in Pomona, California. When's the last time you were out in Pomona, California?
I couldn't even tell you.
There you go. That probably is the right answer. This is from the first band I fell in love with when I moved to California back in 2002 and came across them quite by accident. This is Desperation Squad with Lonesome Train.
Maybe I give a damn, maybe I don't. I'm on the lonesome train.
There you are. Welcome back to the show.
Here I am.
Masher Couture, where can they find that at?
They can find that at Moxie Skate Shop, Long Beach Roller Sport, several other shops, but you can find those located on my website, MasherCouture.com.
And there you go.
I do custom.
Silly Girl.
Cake toppers. Oh, I remember that.
Silly Girl?
Yes.
Is that the skateboard company?
Yes, yes, yes.
Is that still going?
It is being run by my ex-husband. Yes.
Alrighty. Well,
hey, I told you nothing's off limits.
That's right.
Limits.
You can make anything
nothing
sound positive.
Nothing is off limits.
Okay. But you're still, are you still a part of that?
No, goodness no. I had to make some really hard decisions. And sometimes your sanity and quality of life wins out over stuff that you make.
Which is actually, oddly enough, a really interesting segue, because you were also running for Miss Long Beach.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, a couple of things. Is this M-I-S-S, Mrs. Long Beach, or is it M-R-S Long Beach?
M-R-S Long Beach, Miss. Yeah, I don't know how that.
I never could pronounce them differently at all.
It would be.
So it's M-R-S. That's probably why I couldn't find it, because I'm typing in M-I-S-S Long Beach. I'm looking for Miss Long Beach.
They have Miss Long Beach. They've got Little Miss. Oh, I should know these. But there are four categories, and I am in the old lady. We're in the married division, you know.
The old lady division.
I'm kidding. You can be married and be young.
Oh, okay. So here's what I want to know. What's your talent?
Well, there is no talent portion. And I don't know how I could portray eating three burritos in one day as my talent.
I tell you what, if you want to take all the time you want to, you can. You can. We're gonna get to burrito.
That's the
third burrito
sneak. I am a jack of all trades, master of none. I would roller skate for my talent, maybe. So I would serve cocktails on my roller skates. I'm really good at that.
You would serve cocktails, and you'd have the cocktails in your hands. You wouldn't serve the cocktails on your roller skates.
No, you're going to drink it out of my roller skate. I can carry at least 5 cups.
Okay. Now, and when is this taking place? Because, again, something else I want to go to.
Oh, the Miss Long Beach pageant is on November 16th at the Grand on Willow. Tickets are for sale, and I can send you a link to put up.
Please do.
It's on Facebook, I know. You can find Little Miss Long Beach pageant under Justin Rudd. Look up Justin Rudd.
Okay.
He's got everything.
Yes. Yeah. If you want to find it in Long Beach, that's probably the best place to start. So now, so it's the Miss Long Beach and Miss Southern California Cities pageant?
Yes. Please don't ask me too much because I don't know. I'm not a pageant girl, and I don't think I would be going out for any other pageant other than this one. It's a community event, and it gives me a chance to reach out to more girls than maybe I have been able to. And it is open to non-conventional people.
Non-conventional people? I got a shot at this, is what I'm hearing.
I am going to work to get that word out of there.
Non-conventional?
Yeah.
Okay. The reason I bring this up.
Yes.
You wrote something. You wrote about pulling a Jim Morrison. And my question is,
what is that?
Yeah. Are we going to see you hauled away, taken off stage in the middle of serving people cocktails from your drinks and handcuffed?
Maybe I'll break out in poetry at the mic. Maybe I'll stand with my back towards the crowd the whole time. Maybe I'll say something that you're not supposed to say. But maybe it was just a funny joke.
I tell you what, it definitely caught my interest because I wanted to, it's endless there. So you will be wearing tight leather pants, apparently.
I'm going to break on through.
Oh.
No.
Oh, woman after my own heart here. We have got a lot to discuss if I could find all of my notes here. But all right. So what else is going on? What's coming up next for Mimi?
Well, let's see. What month am I in? What is this?
We are
this is November?
November, early November.
Well, this coming weekend, I've got a really cool show and party that I've been fortunate enough to be involved with. It's a birthday party. It's a celebration for John Molina. It's a two-day event. And Riot Stage is putting on an intense music theater show. And I'm probably going to screw this up, but
screw
it's
it
a
up.
Juliet
okay.
Letters by Elvis Costello.
I saw that, something with Pet Sounds or
yes,
something like
and
that.
And second act is complete Pet Sounds. They're playing both albums back to back.
Okay.
With a shadow puppet show. I don't know if that was on. I'm not sure if that was
Whoa.
A secret. I
Say
hope
that again. There's going to be a shadow puppet show.
Yeah. It couldn't be a secret because I've seen it posted on Facebook. So I don't think
no.
I'm ruining anything.
Well, the shadow puppet show, yeah, you're ruining the heck out of that because I know I didn't see that. But I would like to have that out there. I didn't see anything about that at all.
Yeah. Well, I only saw some. I've only seen pictures of the shadow puppets on Facebook. I didn't read the flyer to know if it's going to be there. I just know I have to work. I have to be there. I have to make sure that the bar runs well, the security. And my other job is to look cute, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, a darn fine job doing that.
Right. But that'll be at the Madhouse on Pacific, 624 Pacific Avenue, November 7th and 8th.
Wait, which one's the 7th and 8th?
Friday. Oh, the Juliet Letters and
okay.
Pet Sounds.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I saw that. I didn't look into it too much. I just saw a bit of that, and it definitely piqued my interest here. And that's this coming weekend, correct?
Correct.
And after that, so now what are you doing through? So what's coming up? We got Thanksgiving and then Christmas.
I have got two roller events that we're going to be throwing indoors at the Madhouse. It'll be an indoor roller rink party with live DJ and a full bar. So
is that a good idea?
Well,
is that
because
we both know roller derby people and drinking and booze only causes them to post their skin rashes online.
We will have a lot of trained professionals. I don't encourage getting smashed in skating, but you'd be amazed at how sweaty you get skating. That cocktail probably come right out of you.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
But no, we have done it a couple times. We have had holiday parties at a bar where we were skating. And I think I've come up with a way to kind of keep it from being too dangerous.
Okay.
And we definitely, I won't overserve, so that'll be a good.
So that's going to be, be on the lookout. Thanksgiving?
It's going to be the last weekend of November and the last weekend of December. I'm crossing fingers here, but yeah, that's what I'm working on right now.
And what about New Year's?
New Year's is a holiday for Mimi Masher.
There you go.
I'm not doing anything.
Can you hold on for just a moment?
Yes, I can.
All right, hold on just a second here. I got something in the mail recently. Our music director got something in the mail recently. Another one of those compilation discs. This is from Long Beach. The record company is called, the record label is called Head Change. One word, HEADCHANGE, which is really not all that different. The name of the compilation is called Head Same Remains the Change. I had no idea what to expect on this, but I tell you what. I haven't heard so many juicy tunes in one place in a very long time, and this is one of them. Freelance insurance investigator, the Traficantes del Norte version by E-Squared. I think you will enjoy this. There's going to be a lot more to come from this album, especially later on today and next week as well, because I'm going to do a new music show next week as well. So here it is, Freelance Insurance Investigator.
Crimes Investigator.
Miss Mimi Masher, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show today. I really do appreciate it.
You know I love talking about myself. Anytime.
That's going to be the word to get you into trouble. Anytime. That's going to be the word to get you into trouble big time.
Oh, yeah.
I can't be I'm so much more relaxed and not the complete...
I have that effect on men.
Basket case that I was before.
I'm kidding. I totally don't. I don't.
One more thing that we do want to touch on is Strongest Link LGBT.
Yes, yes, yes. It's a fantastic company who sends me all over the country supporting gay pride festivals. We sell flags, pride banners, rings, and I've got to see and meet so many people. It's such an amazing opportunity, and I basically spend the day on my skates. So,
Find us on
Facebook, Strongest Link LGBT, and we've got Transgender Day coming up at MLK Park, I think, in 2 weeks in Long Beach. So, I'll be there as well.
She's the hardest working woman in Long Beach, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you so much for coming on. This has been a treat. This has been good. This has been a load off my blank mind. I appreciate it like you wouldn't believe. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And anytime you got something, let me know. I'll throw it up on the website or at least on my Facebook page.
Thank you.
And we'll just do that. One thing I want to get into as well, also off of the Head Same Remains the Change, Volume 5. This is from a band called Number 2. Number, and then the number two, obviously. So let me just be redundant on that. This is called Jesus Juice, the persnickety mix. I love the hell out of this.
Thank you.
That was number two with Jesus Juice, the Persnickety Mix. I love that song. I cannot get enough of that song. I want to thank you. We're going to call it a short one today. We started out the show musically with some Desperation Squad with Lonesome Train. Can you see that? There we go. And then up next, hopefully it was the Unpoppable Trio with the National Anthem, track number 5 off of this little beauty. Check that out. There is so much great local music in the Long Beach area and in the local California area. Just can't get enough of it. And I want to thank you for logging on. I want to thank you for coming out, checking out the show. To all those friends of Mimi's, my God, what a lucky gal. What, some serious support. Thank you. And one more song to go. Also, back off of this thing again, Head Same, Remains the Change, Volume 5. They're on SoundCloud. They've got their own website. I don't know if it's under Head. Oh, here we go. Headchange.com. Or you can also go to headchange.com. Headchangerecords.com. Apparently, I need thicker glasses. I can't read that. So that's going to be it for us tonight. One more track to go, and it's going to be from Shave. And it's a song called The Perks, the HSRC version. If you get a chance, get a hold of Headchange. Get it, because it's got some of the best and juiciest music around. I think it's from 2012. And we are going to crank this baby out the right way. Thank you for letting me in your hump day the right way. Enjoy your Wednesday. Enjoy the rest of the week. I am Christopher Floyd, your host. And you have been listening to The Kitchen Sink on KLBC.org.
Nobody is thriving when the economy's diving. Conversations, how we're screwed. I can't even raise to no low hourly wage. And that bullshit, they stress on you. But what makes me most happy is the perks for the work that I do. When I go out, it's for free. Perks for the work that I do. The perks, the perks, the perks for the work that I do. The perks, the perks, the perks for the work that I do. When I'm entertained, good seats at the Laker game, that's the perks for the work that I do. When I'm on the list, plus 10 at the Catalyst, that's the perks for the work that I do. But don't see the true connections of the ones that really move. I can make deposits, seek for free at DPIs, and then fucking rock them grooves. Hey, but what makes me most happy? More than the necessities. Work that I do. The perks, the perks, the perks for the work that I do. It's how I get clout when I take my lady out. It's the perks for the work that I do. How to understand, it's my economic plan. It's the perks for the work that I do.